Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a lesson all about whales. The title is Whales, the Giants of the Sea. Yes, it's true. These are giants that live in the sea, or giant creatures that live in the sea. So I do wonder if you like to learn about animals. And sometimes in school, maybe you read books about animals. Carolyn, did you ever read any books about animals?
Well, actually, one of my favorite books growing up that I read probably 50 or 60 times was The Black Stallion, and it was a story about a horse. But I also loved reading lots of other books about animals, Misty of Chincoteague, Scruffy, as well as just information about animals, National Geographic magazines, as much information as I could find.
Well, I know you love animals. I haven't read many books about animals. I do know a poem called The Lion by Roald Dahl. The lion just adores to eat a lot of red and tender meat. Well, I can't share the whole thing with you, but I love that poem, and I do enjoy watching movies about animals, too. One movie about a whale is Free Willy. I love that movie. Well, today we're going to be learning about whales, the giants of the sea. Here we go.
Whales, the giants of the sea. Discover more about the world's biggest mammals. There she blows! That famous line from Herman Melville's famous 1851 novel Moby Dick evokes images of Captain Ahab and his sailors on their search for the great white whale. Today people still go in search of the great whales, hoping for a glimpse of them in their natural habitat. A mystery. These giant marine mammals have always fascinated humans because of their enormous size as well as their mysterious ways. The sperm whale, for example, is an elusive creature that lives in remote waters and has rarely been tagged with long-distance tracking devices by researchers. For that reason, not much is known about these whales.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Whales are some of the world's most beautiful creatures. Want to learn more? Don't worry, we'll learn more about this fantastic creature of the sea in today's article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Evoke. Evoke is a verb. Every time I hear that song, it evokes memories of our first date. Habitat. Habitat is a noun. The giant panda's habitat is decreasing because of the loss of forest land. Elusive. Elusive is an adjective. The American paddlefish is an ancient and elusive river fish. Scar. Scar is a noun. Tony still has scars on his arms from his motorcycle accident. Your more information words are forage. Forage is a verb. Squid. Squid is a noun. Sucker. Sucker is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
Yes, whales certainly are a mystery. Well, let's go back to the very beginning of our lesson. Discover more about the world's biggest mammals. Yes, they are the biggest. They can be called the giants of the sea. Now, a mammal is a kind of animal, and it's a mammal where the female produces milk. That's just one thing that you can know about mammals. How do we continue, Carolyn?
Well, the article begins, "There she blows!" And This is a famous quote, continuing that famous line from Herman Melville's famous novel, 1851 novel, Moby Dick, evokes images of Captain Ahab and his sailors on their search for the great white whale. So this line brings to mind images, or it evokes images. Let's look at that word from our word bank, the word evoke. If something evokes an image, then it brings that image to mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You bring it out of somebody. It evokes something. For example, maybe you see a picture and it makes you angry. So you could say, this picture evokes anger. I am angry because I saw this picture. So you can evoke emotions. Maybe you go to see a show. The opera can evoke many emotions when you are watching.
It can, and you can also have other things that are evoked, like memories. Maybe the smell of cinnamon or of cookies evokes the memory of your childhood at Christmas time, and it's a wonderful thing. So this famous line, "There she blows," is a very popular quote from Herman Melville's book, Moby Dick. And it is about Captain Ahab searching for the white whale. How do we continue, Gabe?
Well, today people still go in search of the great whales, hoping for a glimpse of them in their natural habitat. And I think it's true. Many people love to go on boats or cruises in hopes of seeing a whale swim by, really close by. Let's take a look at a word from our word bank. It is habitat. Someone's habitat, or actually usually an animal's habitat, is where it lives. And a natural habitat is where these animals would be found in nature.
That's right. So the natural habitat for a whale would be in the ocean. There are many other kinds of habitats around the world. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about a beetle this month that lives in the desert. That is its habitat.
Actually, that's its natural habitat, the Namib beetle. But sometimes things are not natural habitats. I think of many animals in zoos. Most of them are not living in their natural habitats. It might be okay for them. They'll survive, but it's not their natural habitat. Well, how do we continue, Carolyn?
Well, our next section is a mystery. So we are going to be talking about a mystery. These giant marine mammals have always fascinated humans because of their enormous size, as well as their mysterious ways.
That's right. Now, earlier this month, we talked about the mysteries of the mind, and now we're learning about mysteries in the deep blue sea. Okay, so these have always fascinated humans. We're very excited and interested in whales because of their enormous size. Enormous just means very big or huge. You could talk about someone who has an enormous appetite. I think whales have an enormous appetite. They can eat lots of things.
That's right, and we'll be learning about those things later in our lesson, but they also have mysterious ways, so there isn't much that we really know about them. But right now, we want to learn something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud about this short paragraph.
It's interesting that in this day and age of science and discovery, there's still a lot of mystery surrounding whales.
Well, there's still a lot of mystery surrounding the English language, too.
You're right, Ken. In fact, there are many myths about English that we mistakenly take as fact. We mentioned one last week, remember? Using double negatives is not proper English.
Right. Now, in today's lesson, you may have noticed the paragraphs are just one or two sentences long.
And this brings us face to face with another English myth, which is when writing, a paragraph must have a minimum of five sentences.
Traditionally, the first sentence would introduce the topic. The next three sentences follow up with support.
And the last sentence would summarize everything, making a tidy paragraph.
Well, it may have some merit, but as one former journalism professor said, imposing the five-sentence paragraph structure on students tends to make their writing mechanical and lifeless, and it does little to help enlarge the powers of argument and organization.
5-sentence paragraphs might be a good guideline for young writers, but is it a rule? No, it's a myth.
我们在学校常常会学到一些关于英文作文的 rules, 规则，就像上礼拜提到的双重否定句，是不好的粗俗的英文，我们必须避免使用，或是说一个文章中的每一个段落都必须要有至少5个句子。诶，那今天的课文不是出现了好几个不到5个句子的段落吗？其实这些所谓的 rules, 规则应该当作guidelines, 原则、大方向。若是我们太拘泥于一些形式、规则，写出来的文章往往会变得呆板、了无新意。要记得，语文是可以活用的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, let's go on to our next paragraph here. The sperm whale, for example, is an elusive creature that lives in remote waters,and has rarely been tagged with long-distance tracking devices by researchers. Okay, so this sperm whale, or the sperm whale, isn't seen very often. It's pretty rare to see one of those.
That's right. You could say that it is elusive, and that is a word from our word bank. If something is elusive, then it is difficult to find, mm-hmm. or difficult to catch.So you might have an elusive animal. Maybe you are trying to follow something through the woods. You see a deer, but it is elusive and you can't find it.
When I went to visit Australia with my sister, we saw the elusive cassowary. It's a big bird. Actually, it's a dangerous bird that they don't see very often. But on our tour that day, our guide said that they hadn't seen one for at least 4 or 5 months.So it definitely was an elusive animal. Hard to find, but we saw it.
That's right. Well, these whales are elusive, and it's difficult for researchers to tag them, to put something on them so that they can track where they go and learn more about them over long distances. Continuing, for that reason, not much is known about these whales. So we really don't know much about sperm whales because they are so difficult to find.
Well, not much is known about sperm whales, although researchers are still trying to discover new facts, new things they can share with us. But we will learn more later, after our break. First, let's enjoy some time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 evoke 这个动词。Evoke 是指唤起、引起或使人想起。例如 the music and decorations of the cafe evoke a feeling of the 70s. 这家咖啡厅的音乐跟装潢唤起了70年代的感觉。或者是 the smell of apple pie evokes fond memories of time spent with my grandparents. 苹果派的香味让我想起和祖父母共度的美好时光。接下来我们看的是 elusive 这个形容词。Elusive 是指难以捉摸的。例如 This rare and elusive species of bird is sold at a very high price. 这种既稀有又很难抓的鸟以极高价出售。或者是 The novelist is elusive and can only be contacted by email. 这位小说家神出鬼没，只能用电子邮件联络。
Today we are talking about whales, the giants of the sea, and we have just learned a little bit about these elusive creatures and some things that we really don't know about them. There is so much we can learn about whales. We can learn more about what they are like in their natural habitat and what sort of emotions or images are evoked when you think of whales.Well, we are going to continue on reading about what researchers have to say about these animals.
Whales, the giants of the sea. Researchers have discovered that sperm whales are the largest toothed animal, reaching 18 meters, and that they have the largest brain of any animal. It is believed that while foraging, they can dive to a depth of 3,200 meters and stay underwater for at least 90 minutes. Squid is their favorite food, and sperm whales have been known to fight fierce battles with giant squid. Battle scars in the form of permanent squid sucker marks provide the evidence of deep-sea battles.
Okay, we're continuing to learn here about the sperm whale. Of course, we learned before the break that this creature is quite elusive. That's why we don't know much about this creature in the sea. Now, researchers have discovered that sperm whales are the largest toothed animal, reaching 18 meters, and that they have the largest brain of any animal. Okay, so at least we know that about the sperm whale, the largest toothed animal. Carolyn, usually I use the word tooth as a noun, but it's an adjective here.
That's right. So here they're using it to describe a type of animal, because not all animals have teeth. So here, the sperm whale is the largest animal that has teeth. It is the largest toothed animal. And it also has the largest brain, which is very interesting since we've been talking about mysteries of the mind this month as well.
That's right. Well, this is an interesting fact. The largest brain of any animal. And of course, you saw how long it is, 18 meters. Or they can reach 18 meters. Well, we continue learning about this sperm whale. It is believed that while foraging, they can dive to a depth of 3,200 meters and stay underwater for at least 90 minutes. Okay, well, this giant of the sea sounds pretty impressive to me, Carolyn.
It does. It can hold its breath for a very long time while it forages for food. And if it is foraging for food, that means it is looking for it. It is not easily found. It has to search for it and try to find it. And they dive very, very far down into the ocean, 3,200 meters, and they hold their breath for up to 90 minutes. So this whale is very impressive. It doesn't have to come to the surface too often.
That's right. Now, at the beginning of this sentence, we saw three words. It is believed. It is believed that something. When you see this, that means people don't know for sure about something. That means that many people believe this, but we don't know for sure. We don't know all of the facts for sure. Anyhow, Liz does want to share something with us in the Grammar Gym, so let's join her now.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. While foraging, they can dive to a depth of 3,200 meters. That's our grammar tip sentence. This sentence just means while sperm whales are foraging, they can dive to a depth of 3,200 meters. But that's longer and wordier than what we have for today's grammar tip sentence. So, when you have a subject that is doing something while in the middle of another activity, consider this sentence pattern. While plus verb in ing form, comma, subject plus verb to. For example, while shopping for grocery, Betsy looks for discounts. Or, while cleaning the house, Sam keeps his TV on. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, then please take a look at today's Grammar Tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Continuing on with our article, we learn a little bit more about these sperm whales. Squid is their favorite food, and sperm whales have been known to fight fierce battles with giant squid. So they are very large animals themselves, being up to 18 meters, and they love to eat squid. And there are also giant squid, Gabe.
Yeah, well, I have something in common with sperm whales, Carolyn. I, too, enjoy eating squid. But usually the squid that I eat is small, and it's barbecued on a stick, and I can buy it at the night market. That's a little bit different, I think, than the squid that the sperm whales might be eating, and especially the giant squid that they are fighting. This sounds like an intense battle.
It does. And we see this phrase that it has been known. So, have been known to fight fierce battles. To be known to do something means that it's knowledgeable. Like, mm-hmm. we have the knowledge that this does happen, but maybe not all the time.
That's right. For instance, you could say, Milton's been known to eat a whole watermelon in under 2 minutes. Or you could say, he's been known to have a bad temper. My friend has been known to have a bad temper. So everybody knows this about that person. It's been known for something.
Or he has been known to be a good project leader, so I would recommend him to be in charge. So these sperm whales have been known to fight fierce battles with giant squid, and we find out what this battle results in. Battle scars in the form of permanent squid sucker marks provide evidence of these deep sea battles. So that's how we know that they occur, because there are battle scars. And scar is one of the words from our word bank. Gabe, what is a scar?
Oh, it's not a good thing. Usually if you get injured, you might have a wound and it will heal. But sometimes it leaves a scar. That's a mark on your skin. And a lot of people have scars for the rest of their life. Okay, these scars never go away. And so that's what we're talking about here. Now, I like battle scars because this implies that you're on an adventure. Sometimes if you fall down when you're having fun and you get a wound, that can be called a battle scar.
That's right. And here the battle scars result from an actual battle, from a fight with this giant squid. And the scars are in the shape of squid sucker marks. And squids have suckers on them that they use to attach themselves to the sperm whale while they are fighting. And these deep sea battles occur, and this is the evidence we have of the deep sea battles.
That's right. Of course, if you have a scar on your body, that's evidence that something happened to you. Someone might ask, hey, how did that happen? Of course, it's evidence that you can't ignore. All right, so we have evidence here that these sperm whales also fight with other underwater creatures. Let's continue learning something now with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 forage 这个动词。Forage 是在这里是指觅食。例如 ,a brown bear was discovered foraging in the backyard of a residence. 一只棕熊被发现在住家后院觅食。Forage 也指搜寻或寻找。例如 ,the homeless children foraged for scraps of food on the streets. 这些流浪的孩童在街上寻找人家剩下的食物。最后我们看的是 scar 这个名词。scar 是指疤痕或伤痕。例如 ,the car accident left him with a large scar on his forehead. 车祸让他的额头上留下了一道很大的伤疤。scar 也可以当动词，意思是使留下疤痕或者是使受损。注意它的过去式、过去分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed。例如 ,Michael's face was scarred by a piece of glass. Michael 的脸被一块玻璃划出疤痕来。And let's see what the other teachers are doing now.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about many different kinds of whales, as well as lots of places around the world where you can go whale watching. Carolyn, would you enjoy going on one of these whale watching trips?
Well, I think that this would be great. As I've mentioned before, I think that this would be a very fun vacation to plan. Mm-hmm. And actually, when we were talking about Alaska, it reminded me, my uncle went to Alaska and was in a kayak and was kayaking, and I think he saw a few whales during his trip.
That is so cool. He got to see some whales from a little kayak. That sounds exciting and really cool. Well, I would like to go on one of these trips as well.I think I would choose Alaska as well. Carolyn, which one of these places listed would you choose?
Well, I've never been to Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada, but I really like warm weather, so I would probably go to Hawaii.
All right. Well, what about you, friends? Would you like to go on a whale watching trip, and where? Thank you for joining us for this lesson. And of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.